Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the 13th segment of recording for the Wisdom for the Devoted. And this recording will be starting on page 95. And there's a few chapters. Again, these are the shorter chapters, part of the book, and the chapter is entitled, If You Want to Disobey Allah, The Preference of Friday, The People of Taqwa. Those are the chapter headings. So once again, we'll start with the Fatiha, and we'll move into just opening the space up for the light to come in, and then we'll start the recitation. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول إبراهيم رسول الله موسى رسول الله عيسى رسول الله عليهم صلاة الله اللهم انت السلام ومنك السلام عليك يا وز السلام تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذو الجلال والاكرام. Opening up the space in our circle and in our hearts to take in these few pages so we can just digest what comes to us, knowing that it's all perfect for this time. Starting on page 95, in the middle of the page. If you want to disobey Allah, a man went to Ibrahim ibn Adam, radiyallahu anhu. He was one of the knowers, who was one of the physicians of the heart. But the man said to Ibrahim, I'm unable to control myself, and I turn away from anything that may find fault with my ego. Ibrahim said to him, if you can accept five conditions and are able to put them into practice, your disobedience will not cause you any problems. Well, the man longed to hear his advice, so he said, well, please, please tell me what they are. Ibrahim said, the first is that when you want to disobey Allah, you do not eat anything that He provides. The man pondered and said, but how can I do that? Ibrahim, when all the provisions are from Allah. Ibrahim said, if you know this, Is it right to eat his provision and disobey him at the same time? The man said, no, it's not. Tell me about the second condition. Ibrahim said, when you want to disobey Allah, then do not live in his country. The man pondered even deeper and said, Ibrahim, well, this is even more difficult. In that case, where would I live? Ibrahim asked, is it right to eat his provision and live on his land and then disobey him? The man said, no, no, it's not. Please tell me about the third condition. Ibrahim said, when you want to disobey Allah, in spite of eating his provision and living on his land, find a place where he will not see you and disobey him there. The man said, what do you mean, Ibrahim? He knows everything that happens, even in the most hidden of places. He sees the footsteps of a black ant on a dark night. Ibrahim said to him, so is it right to disobey him when you eat his provision, live on his land, and when you know that he can see everything that you do? Well, it certainly is not, replied the man. Please tell me the fourth condition. Ibrahim said, when the angel of death arrives to take your soul, say to him, give me a reprieve so that I can repent and act righteously for Allah. But the man said, he won't listen to me. Allah says when their appointed time comes, they will not be able to postpone it or advance it even for 1 hour. Then Ibrahim said, you cannot ward off death long enough to give yourself time to repent, and you know that when it comes there will be no reprieve. How can you hope to be saved? The man said, please tell me what's the fifth condition. Ibrahim said, when the angels of the fire come to take you to the fire, do not go with them. As soon as the man heard this, he wept. And he repented, saying, O Ibrahim, that's enough, enough. I seek Allah's forgiveness, and I turn to him. The man's repentance was sincere, and from that time on, he was assiduous in his worship and avoided acts of disobedience until the day he died. How can we want to disobey Allah when he is the one who bestows his blessings on us and guides us to the best ways? He says, it is he who blesses you, Quran 33:43. Therefore, we must surrender to the commands of Allah and avoid his prohibitions until the true meaning of servitude is actualized. The worshipper must obey his master, subhanahu wa ta'ala. O noble brother, listen to the Hadith Qudsi, which was narrated by our messenger, reporting his Lord, saying, O my worshippers, I have bestowed my gifts upon you and sent you my messengers so that you may know the rulings of my law. Then why do you turn away from me while I am the self-sufficient, al-Ghani, the generous, al-Karim? By my might and majesty, if you obey me, I grant you victory over your enemies. And when you seek my help during hardship, I aid you. And when you ask me, I am near and answer prayers. But if you disobey me and I turn away from you, then you will fall into truly humiliating torment. Whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger will be among those whom Allah has blessed of prophets, sincere ones, martyrs, and righteous ones. And what beautiful good comrades they are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who faithfully believe, shall I point out to you a deal that will save you from a painful suffering? You shall believe in Allah and His Messenger and struggle in the way of Allah by your wealth and your souls. That is better for you, if you but knew. He will forgive you your sins, bring you to gardens through which flow rivers, and into fragrant resting places in the Garden of Eden. That is the sublime triumph. And other things you love, help from Allah and a victory that is near. Give good news to the faithful believers. 61:10-13. My brother, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have tied the fate of every person around his neck. And on the day of standing, we shall produce for him a book spread open. Read your book. Your own soul suffices as an accountant against you. Quran 17:13-14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, those of the children of Israel who went astray were cursed by the tongues of Dawood and Isa, the son of Maryam. That is because they rebelled against Allah and transgressed beyond the bounds set by Allah. They did not restrain one another from the evil which they were doing, and truly what they used to do was vile. Quran 5:78-9. He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, O you who believe, what ails you when you are called to go forth in the way of Allah that you cling heavily to the earth? Are you more satisfied with the life of the world than with the final life? But what is the enjoyment of the life of the world compared to the final life, save a little? If you did not go forth, He will punish you with a painful punishment and will replace you with another folk. And you cannot harm Him at all. And Allah has power over all things. If you do not help Him, Allah has already helped Him. When those who covered up the truth had driven Him out of Makkah, the second of two, when these two were hiding in the cave, and he said to his companion, grieve not, truly Allah is with us. And Allah sent down his inner tranquility upon him and supported him with soldiers you did not see, and made the word of those who covered up the truth the lowest, and the word of Allah that is the highest. The law is mighty and wise. Quran 9:38-40. The preference of Friday. Muhammad ibn al-Fadl narrated from al-Husayn, Ali al-Jafai, from Abdur Rahman ibn Yazid, from Abu al-Ash'ath al-Safani, from Aus ibn Aus, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the best of your days is Friday. For Adam was created on Friday, and his soul was taken on Friday. On Friday, the trumpet will blow. So increase your prayers on Friday, for your prayers will be shown to me on Friday. When people inquired about how their prayers could be shown to him after he was gone, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Did you ask about when I perish? Indeed, Allah has prohibited the earth to cause the bodies of prophets to decay." In another narration, it was reported that people asked, "How can you respond to us after you have passed away?" He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, "Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited the earth to decay the bodies of prophets. So whenever someone greets me with peace, Allah will return my spirit to respond to his greeting." Abu Salama reported that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The sun has not risen upon a day better than Friday, and there is no animal on earth that does not look forward to Friday, except the two heavy burdens, the human beings and the jinn. On Friday, two angels come and stand at the gates to the masjids. The angels keep on writing the names of the persons coming to the mosque in succession, according to their arrivals. The example of the one who enters the mosque in the earliest hour is that of one offering a camel for sacrifice. The one who comes next is like the one offering a cow, then a ram, a chicken, and an egg, respectively. When the imam comes out, the angels fold their scrolls and listen to the discourse, the khutbah. The people of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Surely for the friends of Allah there is neither fear nor grief for those who believe and guard themselves for Allah." Quran 10:62-3. They are the friends of Allah and his most beloved ones, whom he protects with his direct care. It was narrated in the Hadith Qudsi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered Prophet Dawood's inquiry when he intimately invoked him, saying, "Who is the most beloved of your worshippers to you?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered, "O Dawood, the most beloved to me of all worshippers is the one with taqwa, the one with consciousness of Allah, who guards himself against evil, does not hurt anyone, does not indulge in gossip or backbiting. The mountains will perish, but this person will never perish. This person loves me, loves whoever loves me, and makes me loved by my worshippers." Dawood said, "O Lord, how can he make you loved by your worshippers?" Allah said, "He reminds them of my blessings and gifts." O Dawood, there is no worshipper who walks with an oppressed one to relieve his hardship, but I make his foot steadfast on the bridge on the day when most feet will slip. Know that taqwa gathers all deeds of righteousness which are the result of sincerity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "True piety does not consist in turning your faces in the direction of the east and of the west. True piety is to securely believe in Allah and the final day, the angels and the book and the prophets, and to give of one's wealth, however much one loves it, and to one's kin and the orphans and the poor and the wayfarer and the beggar and to free people from bondage and to stand for the salah and render the zakah, and to carry out one's promises when one promises, and to be steadfast in misfortune and hardship and intense peril. These are they who are true to their faith, and it is these who consciously safeguard themselves for Allah. Quran 2:177. Take taqwa for your provision, for when the night comes, you do not know if you will live until the dawn. How many healthy ones have passed away without disease? How many sick have lived a long time? How many youth wake up and sleep in heedlessness while their coffin is being tailored? They are unconscious. How many young wish to live a long life while the darkness of the grave already enters their hearts? As we drink in these writings, we'll close with the Fatiha. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.